Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. In part one of this podcast, Building a Stronger Back, we talked about the importance of having a strong and mobile back and how we can take steps to protect it by doing things like not walking like a duck or doing more twisting and avoiding shoes with heels, working on our calf flexibility and strengthening our glutes. In part two, we're going to put it all together with a killer back strengthening workout that you can start doing at the gym right away. All right, as promised, here we go with a back-building, not breaking, workout. If you've been following me and listening to these podcasts for a while now, you will know that I am a huge fan of building functional strength first and then muscle mass second. So, with that in mind, here are six exercises that will help you build a functionally strong and toned back. And those exercises are narrow grip chin-ups, subscapular pull-ups, seated rope rows, bent over barbell row, one arm arc dumbbell row, and standing T-bar row. Now don't worry, I'm going to break down each one of those one by one. And we're going to start with number one, narrow grip chin-ups. The narrow grip or close grip chin-up is a classic bodyweight exercise that increases strength in the back and the biceps. The narrow grip is also the grip where you will feel the strongest elbow flexion while simultaneously targeting the middle of your back. That means that this grip will allow you to lift the heaviest loads and recruit the inferior fibers of your lats. The underhand grip creates increased resistance in the biceps and the forearms, which isn't what we're focused on, but it's still a nice added bonus. So keep your hands about 6 to 8 inches apart and focus on getting your lower sternum all the way up to the bar or to the handles at the top of the movement. And remember, it's okay to lean back just a little bit as you near the top of the concentric part of the pull. All right, on to number 2, which is the subscapular pull-up. Now for this one, you start with an overhand grip, just a little wider than shoulder width apart, and you can increase the width as you get stronger. Now pull yourself all the way up so your upper pecs touch the bar. Once you've reached the top, pull yourself slightly away before you lower yourself back down. This is how we get the subscapular muscles involved. Also, don't think of the pull-up as simply an up and down movement. To get the rhomboids, which is the muscles in the middle of your back involved, make sure to retract your shoulder blades more and more as you get closer to the top of the movement. Now on to number 3, seated rope rows. Now for this one, we want to counter all that chest work that you may or may not have been doing all week. So position the pulley in front of your pecs, which are in the center of your chest. Use a rope instead of a straight bar so you can minimize the involvement of your forearms and your wrists. Now grab on to the ends of the rope and start the movement by retracting your shoulder blades, then bending your elbows until your forearms make contact with your upper arms. Now keep your back nice and straight so you don't let your lower back get involved in the movement. Then pause for a few seconds with the shoulder blades fully retracted before you relax your arms and lower the weight. Then do it all again. And number four is the bent over barbell
row.
And this is a heck of a good movement in terms of the sheer weight that you'll be able to lift. According to the Journal of Strength and Conditioning, the bent over barbell row exercise will work the larger muscle groups in the upper and lower back equally, which makes this a great overall back builder. Now, this exercise has a significant lumbar load, so get it done early in your workout while your lower back is still ready for it. Now, to do this exercise, bend your knees just a little and then bend at the waist to bring your torso slightly forward. Hold the barbell in a pronated grip with your palms facing downward and keep your back straight. Now, bring the weight up to your chest and at the top of the contracted position, squeeze your back muscles and hold and pause for a second. Then slowly lower the weight back down. And number five is one arm arc dumbbell row. Now, you probably know how to do a regular dumbbell row. Well, this version of the exercise is only different due to the trajectory of the weight. Instead of bringing the dumbbell to your chest, bring the dumbbell to your hip. At the top of the movement, your elbow can come up as high as possible above your hip bone. Now, because of the trajectory used in this variation, the lats will perform more of a shoulder extension movement. So don't be alarmed if the weight that you can lift is drastically lower than what you're used to from a regular row. And finally, number six is the standing T-bar row. And you should probably search for some videos for all of these exercises, but if you aren't familiar with this one in particular, definitely look it up. Now keep in mind when you're doing this one that you don't want to fling the weight around. Instead, you really want to focus on the stretch and the contraction of the back. Now before you start, make sure the end of the bar is in a corner of a wall or what's called a landmine to keep it from getting away from you. Now stand over the bar, basically straddling it, and using your hips and your legs, lift the bar until you are in a standing position. Now get into a wide and stable stance with your hips back and your chest up and your arms extended. Then pull the weight to your upper abdomen by retracting the shoulder blades and flexing the elbows. Pause and return to the starting position and then do it all again.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Okay, now that we understand all those back movements and exercises, let's make a workout out of them, including a good warm-up and cool-down, of course. Now, to warm up, you might want to check out the article that's called What is the Best Way to Warm Up? And you'll find a link to that at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com and look for the episode numbered 402. Now, since we're focusing on the shoulders, the back, and the arms, make double sure that you are focusing on mobilizing and preparing those areas of your body. Then move on to the main sets. Now, since we want to maximize our time at the gym and not waste a whole bunch of your day, let's make this into a superset circuit. That means you'll do 3 sets, with each set containing 2 of the exercises that you'll go back and forth between 3 times before you move on to the next set. And set 1 will be the standing T-bar row to subscapular pull-up. Then set number 2 will be one arm arc dumbbell row to seated rope rows. Then set number 3 will be the bent over barbell row to narrow grip chin-ups. And don't worry, all of this is written down at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com. Again, episode 402. Now, the amount of reps that you choose is, well, it's up to you. I prefer to lift heavier weights for fewer reps, more like 5 or 6, but you know what? The science says that you can get approximately the same gains from lifting a lower weight at a higher rep, like more like 12 to 15 reps, as long as you are lifting to failure. And failure is when you can barely complete that last 1 or 2 reps, and those reps require maximum effort. Now, the first time you do this workout, be conservative with the weights that you choose, and make sure to write down what weights you actually used and whether or not you feel like you should or could have used heavier or lighter weights. This will take the guesswork out of it in the future and minimize the chances of you overdoing it and needing to take a few days rest just to recover from this one workout. And of course, finish the workout off with a good cool down, and make sure you check out the article called Cooling Down After Exercise for some tips on that. But after your workout is over, you ideally would continue some general movement, but begin to perform it at a slower and slower pace until you're moving at a normal and non-workout pace. This can often take at least 5 minutes, but you can definitely make it last a lot longer. And since you worked your back so specifically, I'd spend some time on the foam roller at the end of the cooldown. And then make sure you write down some detailed notes that you can refer to next time you want to blast your back. Now, there are, of course, myriad more exercises that are effective for the back and the shoulders than just these 6 exercises I gave you here, but by making any of them a regular part of your training regimen, you will ensure that you fully develop these muscles to not only look good at the beach or in a t-shirt, but also to stave off back pain in the future. Now, for more back info, lat tips, and to join in the shoulder conversation, head over to facebook.com/getfitguy or twitter.com/getfitguy. And also, of course, you'll find all of these workouts, the explanations, links to some videos, and everything else over at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com, and look for episode 402, or of course, if you want part 1, it's 401. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Go get fit.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.